Libyan thugs who have, heavy weapons. And there are mercenaries. I presume that they're like from African countries because mostly they're blacks.
And how many approximately are they? I mean, are they filling the square? And what are they doing?
There's all of them. Right now, maybe there's like maybe 1,000. You can't see these mercenaries at the moment. But when the shooting begins, these guys appear.
Mm-hmm. The mercenaries.
The mercenaries. Let me explain to you what happened. About, the day that Saif spoke, which was, three nights ago?
Gaddafi's son, his heir apparent.
Yeah. Basically, that night, there was like a couple of hours where there wasn't a lot of security presence, and we tried to get into the Green Square. I had one person shot right next to me, a few feet from me. He was shot in the head. That's from a car. Basically, this car just whizzed by and stopped in front of the crowds and shot. And then we made a few attempts, and eventually, right before Saif's speech, we ended up in the Green Square. Like, a lot more people came in from the east and the west. Demonstrators, I'm talking about maybe like 4,000 or 5,000 demonstrators, and we managed to get into the Green Square. We were there like for maybe basically just an hour before they came back and they started shooting at us with the machine guns. And they spread everybody out, and then these mercenaries basically were chasing everybody out through the streets, the side streets. I personally had to help two wounded people, which I didn't know, because I live so close to the Green Square, and these guys apparently came from about, like, maybe three, 4 miles away. And it was too dangerous for them to go walk home. One of them actually was wounded, so we helped them. We stayed the night at my place, and the next day I took them home. But basically, we wanted to come out the next day, but these mercenaries are in the main streets, and they're keeping us from coming out together. They're staying in the main streets, and they're shooting at the side streets, whoever tries to go out of the side streets.
So this keeping people off the streets by basically shooting at anybody who's coming out,
exactly. That's exactly. Been
going...
It's so surreal. It's unbelievable.
Even in the midst of all of this, are protesters making plans to come out again to protest some more?
Yes, we did. We did. For the next day, which was 2 days ago, but the siege intensified.
Yeah.
We were hoping people were going to come from Zawiya and from the eastern part of Tripoli's Tajoura, but apparently they've been sieged as well. And so, we could not gather enough momentum to overcome the pro-Gaddafi, thugs and mercenaries. But basically, as soon as we get any breathing space, we're getting out, we're going to come out.
May I ask how old you are? Have you had your entire life, has Gaddafi been running the country?
Yes, I'm 44 years old.
And he's been there for about 42 years, since you were
a baby. Yeah, exactly. Listen, I'm a businessman. As far as, economic problems or grievances, true, I have lots of opportunities because of his cronies, but, I'm doing pretty well. And this is not about economic freedom. It's more about, this is political and democracy. We want freedom. And listen, don't anybody tell you that this is about Islamists. There's no Islamists amongst our demonstrators.
When you think ahead a little bit, is there anyone, do you see around you, to lead the country?
Listen, I don't think that's going to be a really big problem. Anybody can do a better job than this guy. Anybody, even a monkey can do a better job than this guy.
Is there any way that you could imagine the outside world helping in this?
Yesterday, people were talking about some sort of coalition, maybe like neighboring Arab countries, like Tunisia and have recently liberated, like Tunisia and Egypt, and maybe a few European countries, maybe have some sort of a coalition. If they just stop his barracks, I think it's all over. If they just, I don't know how they can neutralize them or whatever, basically, this is it. He's just controlling it from his barracks at the moment. It's basically like the Alamo, right now. He's there, and that's it.
You picture Gaddafi right now in what amounts to the Alamo.
Exactly.
Well, which suggests you think you will prevail.
The only difference is that we don't have guns. Unless his people turn against him from the inside, I think he can hang in there as long as it takes, because he's got all the money with him, and he has all the arms. And maybe hoping that with all the foreigners going out, I think then, you know, and maybe hoping that, oh, maybe there won't be so much media attention, maybe then he'll really crack down. You know, I mean, I don't know what he's going to use. I mean, this guy's capable of using poisonous gas.
So you are fearful of some major, I mean, there have been talk of massacres, although it's very hard to tell exactly what that means in Libya now because so few people are there to see.
I saw personally in the Green Square, like I said, 3 nights ago, I saw a lot of people down. A lot. I saw at least 200-300 people down. I mean, some of them were moving. Of course, they weren't all dead. But, I mean, at least half of those people were down. And they didn't stop at that. They were chasing everybody down the side streets and the main streets. And they were shooting at people, you know, after that. So I'm sure there's a lot of people that were down on the side streets as well.
So your fear is that sort of thing could start up again? When you say poison gas, he has poison gas?
Yeah, he's capable of using it.
What was it that brought you and others out into the streets?
We were inspired by Tunisia. And then when after Egypt happened, it's a good chance because, you know, these are two places where he would obviously get a lot of support and probably use their forces to crush people who were, you know, from either side of the border. So this has liberated us. We can smell freedom and liberation in the air, you know, once this happened. We have a lot of Tunisians and Egyptians in Libya, and we all followed those two revolutions, you know, closely. You know, when we called for a demonstration, you know, protest on the 17th, I didn't think this was going to work on that particular day. But it obviously did start in Benghazi. Tripoli didn't start. We saw what happened to Benghazi, so that's when people started coming out in Tripoli as well. And I'll tell you, we have people from all walks of life. You have, you know, young and old and, you know, educated, non-educated, unemployed, everybody's out there. And like, let me stress that again, there's no Islamists. There's no, I've hardly seen anybody with the protesters. We all want in United Libya, we don't want to divide Libya into the Emirates or whatever, you know, into the, you know, caliphates or whatever.
Is it possible in your imagination that Libya could break up?
Well, if he keeps holding Tripoli like this, you know, basically as a hostage, it could maybe temporarily break up for a while. Maybe, you know, as long as he keeps holding in his fort. Yeah, as long as he's alive and willing to you know, be defiant, you know, in the way he is.
So as you would describe it, it could be Gaddafi holed up in more or less in Tripoli and the rest of the country not under his control.
Exactly.